It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today, I'm joined in studio by Darcy Powell. She's going to have, there will be in Huntington, it'll be an Interfaith Creche Festival, December 3rd and 4th. What is a creche festival? Well, I'm going to let Darcy tell you, but you probably already know what it is. Once she tells you, you'll be like, oh, all right, well, that's pretty good. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the kinds of things you're going to be able to go and do there. And then, when is it? What time are we going to be able to do this? All kinds of fun, because it's getting to be the holidays, and that's what the holidays should be all about. Darcy, thank you so much for joining us today in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. I love it when I can get people in here to tell us about different events and things that are going on in the area. And this one is no different. Before we get into it, though, let's get a little bit of background on you.
Okay. I'm a native of Emory County. I was born and raised here in this area. And I own the Forbidden Fruit Sweet Shop over there in Cleveland. That's how some people may know me. But right now I'm wearing a different hat as the chairperson of the Creche Festival that's coming up on December 3rd and 4th.
And before we get into it too much, you said that this is kind of a thing that people just kind of got together and said, you know what, we should do this. And it kind of landed in your lap, so to speak.
Yes.
So let's talk about and let people know, what is this Creche Festival?
Okay. Creche means a nativity scene. And so we decided to kind of push that word so that people would learn what it is, because I'm hoping that this will happen more than just this year. However, this is the very first time anything like this has been brought to this area. So a group of women just joined together, all of us from different religions, and we decided that we have more in common than we have differences. And so we're going to pull together this event and make it as big as we possibly can. So that's why I'm here, to let everyone know that this is a family event that everyone is welcome to, no matter what denomination or faith you belong to. And we will have hundreds of nativity sets set up all over the gym, or I should say the cultural hall, at the Huntington Steak Center on Main Street in Huntington on the 3rd and 4th. And there will be clergy from several local religions that will welcome you at the door. And I would suggest that you dress warm, because after you spend some time inside looking at all of those beautiful nativity sets that have been set up in a beautifully decorated space, we will let you go right outdoors, and there will be a live nativity as well. So you'll need to dress warm for that, and we will have refreshments. We have snickerdoodles and hot chocolate to serve to every guest that comes. We are really excited, because nothing like this has ever happened here in our area, and we've just been busy, and lots of people have offered to set up their creche to exhibit Friday night and Saturday night from 6:30 to 8:30.
And this sounds like it's going to be a great event. And once again, you said it's interfaith. There's many people that got together, different faiths, and they're all going to be represented there. So this, once again, is December 3rd and 4th, same night as the light parade, but you have a suggestion.
Yes, we realize that this is the same night as the light parade in Helper, and that really is a good thing, because you can plan two family activities in one weekend. Go see the light parade in Helper on one of the nights, and then come and celebrate the light of the world the following night at the Creche Festival in Huntington.
And it kind of covers everything, doesn't it?
Yes.
And plus, like you said, that's a great, great weekend. Get out and enjoy yourself, and it's going to be great for the entire family. Now, if people have questions or anything like that, is there a place where they can go? Can they call you? What would be the easiest way to do that?
You can call me. Phone number is 435-749-2447. And if you have a creche, a nativity set that you would like to display, you are welcome to. We can make space for as many as we get. We already have hundreds of them, but the more the better.
So if you're interested, get a hold of Darcy. She can get you hooked up with all the information on that. Once again, the best part, you know what? It is free for the entire family.
Free.
Get out and enjoy yourself. Get some snickerdoodles and some hot chocolate, because that's really what the cool weekends are all about now. And you know what? Then go see the live nativity. So lots of great things that are going on out there. Did we cover everything? Did you have anything
to touch? I just hope that people will bring their families, invite their friends and neighbors, and come and feel the peace that comes at Christmas time as we celebrate the true meaning of Christmas.
And that's what it's all about. Darcy, thank you so much for taking out the time to come over and talk with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now that's Darcy Powell with the Interfaith Creche Festival. It's going on in Huntington December 3rd and 4th. Now, if you've got questions about this or more interviews that we have, all you've got to do is check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.